Hey everyone, this is Pastor Jesse from Broadway and Port Colden United Methodist Churches. This is our first week of worship online, and we're going to see how it goes. I'm in my office at the parsonage here. I wanted to share some scripture and a couple of thoughts on my mind as we are going through this time together. This is Psalm 121. That's Psalm 121 from verses 1 through 8. Hear now the word of God. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike it by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep you from life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I love this psalm. This is a psalm that I come back to time and time again. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? I think many of us have that scripture memorized. When I was younger, I used to think that I looked up to the hills and my help came from the top of those hills. But in reality, this psalm is much deeper, much better than that. When the Israelites used to walk from their hometowns to Jerusalem, they would go in caravans and they'd go with a couple of different wagons or caravans of people. And at night, they would sleep in these valleys, and they would send a couple of the men, a couple of the watchmen with them up to the top of those hills. And up top, they would stay watch and keep watch over the families and keep watch over the businesses and keep watch over the wagons. Because at night, the marauders came. At night, the thieves came. At night, people came in the middle of the night to steal everything we had. And so at night, you'd look up to the hills. Is that where your help comes from? Because the problem is, the people you were sending up to the top of those hills, they were traveling all day long, just as you. And so they'd get up to the top of the hill, they'd get to a quiet, dark place, and they'd fall asleep. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. My help is not on the top of those hills. My help is up in heaven this morning. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The one who keeps us is not a brother or a sister who traveled with us all day. The one who keeps us is the Lord Almighty. The one who keeps us is the one who will not fall asleep. He does not sleep on those hills. He is up in heaven and is eternal. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. And then here comes the end. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. The Psalms are one of those oldest pieces of scripture that we have, older than gospel, older than some of our pieces of literature. Psalms are worship. They are songs that we are to sing. They strike right in the very hearts of us sometimes. And this week, as we've been stuck at home, this week, as I haven't come in touch with another human being, this week that we are stuck wondering what is going on, I think Psalm 121 gives us peace. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade. The Lord will keep you from all evil. The Lord will keep your going outs and your coming in. The Lord will keep us when we go to ShopRite. The Lord will keep us when we get gas. The Lord will keep us when we go for walks at Meadow Breeze. The Lord will keep us in this time of trial. I know it's hard. This week I was watching TV, and typically I watch Netflix and don't have any commercials, but this week I watched some live TV, and on that live TV, there was a commercial for News at 11, and the News at 11 was immediate and it was quick and scary music, and people are lining up in New York City and they're staying out of bounds and what's going on, and the governor's going to make another announcement. And within 2 minutes, my head was just so full of stress and anxiety that I had to turn the TV off. I look to the hills. Where does my help come from? Not from the hills. My help comes from God. This is a time when we are listening to scientists, when we are listening to governors, when we are listening to health officials. This is a time when we need to all do our part. We need to stay at home and give our hospital systems the time that they need in order to be ready. But we cannot forget that our help does not come from the hills. Our help does not come from humans. Our help does not come from those that we send up in the mountains. Our help comes from the Lord. Our help comes from our family. Our help comes from our loved ones. Our help comes from those who are doing everything they can to help us. I know you are all joining me this week in prayer, especially as we pray for hospital workers, especially as we pray for first responders, especially as we pray for people who are on the front lines, that we are lucky and we can stay home, but not all are. And so I know you are joining me in prayer, and the truth is the Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our shade on our right hand. The sun cannot strike us by day, nor the moon by night, because the Lord is there. Friends, we can get sick. There is probabilities that some of us will get sick, but the Lord will keep us. We have to trust in the Lord, but we also have to do one more thing. We have to go out and be neighbors to one another. We have to go out and help one another. We have to go out and make a difference. And if people are staying at home and self-quarantining, go out and buy them food, or go to the pharmacy and buy them medicine, right? Helping people, if it's calling them on the phone or reaching out in a card, if it's finding a way to connect with people, that is what we need to do. The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, He keeps Israel and neither slumbers nor sleeps. Now is a time of stress. Now is a time of concern. Now is a time of anxiety. And yet the Lord will keep us from all evil. So this week, I want you to reach out to someone, to a neighbor, to a member of the church, to a friend, to someone who you know doesn't have email, to someone who doesn't have a car, to someone who's lost their job. I want you to reach out to somebody, to call them or to write them a note and say, how can I help you? Can I pray for you? Can I buy you groceries? Can I buy you medicine from the pharmacy? What do you need? Now is the time. Yes, the church doors are closed, but the church was never the building. The church is us. Now is the time we have to reach out and have to talk to one another. Now is the time we have to love one another. Now is the time we have to be the church to one another. And so this week, as you go out, remember the Lord is your keeper. The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord will keep you from all evil. But the Lord also requires of us to do justice, love boldly, and to act in mercy. Let us pray. Gracious God, we know that these are times of trials and stress, of anxiety and emotion. Lord, be with us. Guide us, we ask. Keep us in your grace. If we get sick, let us seek medical attention. But in the meantime, let us stay home. Let us flatten the curve. Let us help keep others healthy. Lord, we ask that you bless us and that you keep us, that you continue to show us the way. We pray all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Oh, man. Friends, I miss you all, and I hope to see you soon. A couple of things we will be doing this week. I'll be sending you out a list of daily Bible readings for us to read and for us to meditate on. If you'd like to join us on a Wednesday Bible study, I'm finding a way to do that via conference call. It'll either be a face-to-face communication or just on the phone that we can all hear each other and talk to one another. We're also looking to set up a prayer line that we can all call hopefully early in the week, so we can all call and talk to one another and pray for one another in love. A couple of other things. We have canceled worship. We have canceled any in-person meetings for the time being. The church is still has to pay their bills. And so this is a plea that I have on behalf of the church councils. We know that there are some who have lost their jobs. There are some who are losing their jobs. We are not. We are here with you, and anything we can do to help you, we would love to help. But we also know that some of us are on fixed incomes. Some of us have checks coming in regularly, either from Social Security or from pension. And so now is the time that we do ask if you could remain faithful in your tithing, either writing a check and mailing it. We also have credit card options if that is easier for you. Any way that we can help. The church still has bills we have to pay, and just because we don't have worship doesn't mean that our bills stop going out. Anything I can do to help, anything that you need to talk about, whether it's about this or about other issues, please give me a call. Please email me. Reach out. We are still working, even if we are working from home. We're still reaching out and connecting to people, even if it's from home. So I hope that you are well. I hope that your families are well. I hope that you go in the peace of the one who loves you and the peace which passes all understanding. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Have a good week, everyone.